This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. A new report this morning from the Commonwealth Fund shows health insurance premium prices are not rising as fast as they had been. Instead of annual 6 to 7% increases, it's been more like 4% since 2010. But we're not seeing any upside to that because of that slow wage growth and sharp spikes in out-of-pocket costs. More of every dollar we earn goes toward health care. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports.
When health costs keep climbing and income doesn't, Commonwealth Fund economist Kathy Shane says people have to think about making changes.
We've always thought if you have insurance, you're well protected, but these costs are placing stress on families.
Just how much are things changing? In 2003, no state had an average deductible of $1,000. Today, 47 do. As healthcare becomes more expensive, the nature of health insurance shifts under our feet, says NYU's Sherry Gleed.
The idea was, if you need care, you should just go and get it and not worry about the cost. But we're moving back, I think, towards an era where your health insurance only covers you for the most expensive services, for the ones that are really costly.
If glorified catastrophic coverage is not the kind of product you want, Gleed says there may be an alternative. For less money up front, consumers could enjoy modest copays. The catch? Less choice when it comes to doctors, hospitals, and medications. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.